Steve Forbes. All throughout the week, we've been lining up people associated with Coach Forbes, including John Curry, who hired him yesterday, Greg Marshall on Friday. Tomorrow at around this time, it's going to be Bruce Pearl, who is the head coach at Tennessee, alongside Forbes as an assistant. And I think we're going to catch up with Billy Gillespie as well on today's show. So we have a lot of things to get to. We are delighted now that we're going to be joined by Steve Forbes, who completely won over the Deacon fans with a 45-second video last week. He's also been busy putting together a staff, which will include Wake Forest legend Randolph Childress, we learned, re-recruiting players who have entered the portal. However, Coach, I've heard a ton of stories about you over the last week, so I'd like just to kick back and get to know you a little bit. How's that sound?
Let's do this.
So let's start with the story you casually dropped in at the beginning of your press conference last Friday. What can you tell me about your honeymoon in Nebraska?
Ooh. Well, it's amazing that I'm married. I'm going on year number 32 with my wife, Johnetta. I stole her out of Louisiana. I really showed really early in my career I could recruit. And, you know, we're getting ready to go on our honeymoon, and I kind of covered my mouth and said we're going to Omaha. And I think she thought I said Oahu, but I said Omaha, Nebraska. And I took her to Omaha, and we stayed with my former college coach in his house while I interviewed for a GA job at Nebraska, Omaha, and that I did not get. And so I had to go back. We had two separate receptions. We had one in Louisiana, which was, I guess you'd call that a dry one. And then we had one in Iowa that would be wet, I guess you would say. You know, when I went to school in Southern Arkansas, they said it was a dry county, and I never heard of that. I thought maybe they didn't get enough rain or something. I wasn't sure what they were talking about. But it ended up being that they didn't have any booze in that county. So when my friends from the north came down, they didn't quite understand that, so we had to have another reception back in Iowa the week afterwards.
Who took it better, your friends with the dry reception or your wife being in Omaha?
Ooh, I mean, that's a pretty tough question. My friends were not happy because I didn't tell them. But I'd have to say it's probably my wife. I mean, I'm sure she would have preferred not to stay, you know, in a spare bedroom at my former college coach's house. I would say she probably visioned something a little bit better than that. And I would guess that one of these days, now that we've been married so long, maybe I'd probably take her on a real one.
I'm not sure if you heard it on the way in, but we've been getting a lot of dirt on you from people you've been working with. Bruce Pearl's going to join us at around this time tomorrow. We got Billy Gillespie today. John Curry, we were talking to him yesterday. And I think you'll enjoy this. Greg Marshall was on the show recently, and he shared this about you.
For 2 years, he literally drove a moped to work at Northwest Florida as opposed to didn't have a car. He didn't own a car because all those years at Texas A&M and Tennessee, he drove a courtesy car. Well, now he's in JUCO land, and he had to give those cars back to the dealers. So he literally drove of course, it doesn't snow too much in Florida, but in rain and hot sun, and there he drives that moped to work and back every single day.
What's the highlight or lowlight of recruiting and coaching JUCO on a moped?
Well, first of all, let's get our terminology. First of all, doesn't Coach Marshall really enunciate his words really well? You ever notice that? It's not a moped; it's a scooter. Okay, a moped probably goes about 29 or 30. My scooter was a Yamaha Vivo, and it could top out at about 55. Okay, so. Let's not underestimate what I was driving. This is a Bruce Pearl story, actually. Every year the Lady Vols won the national championship when Pat was coaching, and that was 8 times. The next year the staff was able to lease a Lexus. So in 08, when we won the SEC for the first time in 40 years, we were 14-2, we had a big banquet, and I guess he thought it was a gag gift that he couldn't give us all a Lexus, so he gave us all a scooter. And so the whole staff got these scooters, right? So it really set my house for 2 years, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years. Well, when we got fired, I had to get back my dealer car, like Coach said. I really didn't, you know, have the money to go buy another car. So I just went down, and I was down in Niceville, which is right across the bridge from Destin. And I drove that scooter to work every day for a year. I kept every gas receipt for 1 year, and I spent $65 in an entire year going to work and back, which was, I needed that at that time. And the end of the moral of the story is I don't know a lot about cars and vehicles. I'm not real smart in that area. And a year later, I was driving my scooter around Niceville one day, and it stopped running and kind of blew up. I called my wife. She came, and it didn't have any oil in it. I guess you have to put oil in those things. And so I blew the engine. My wife called me a dumbass, and from there on out, my assistant coach had to come pick me up every day.
It's Steve Forbes with us here. He's on Twitter at Forbes Wake Hoops. You told Les Johns yesterday, you'd learn French if Olivier Saar returned to Wake Forest. After a 2-hour visit with him in Durham, how confident are you that you're going to have to pick up a new language?
Oh, I like to say that I'm 100%, but I'm not. You know, I'd say 50-50, you know, right now. And I haven't spoke to Olivier since I left. I mean, we obviously text back and forth, and he caught him a big smallmouth or largemouth bass last night, and he thought that was pretty cool. And I sent him a picture of about a 20-pound rockfish I caught out of Lake Loudon one time. So we were having some good fish stories going back and forth. But, you know, I don't have to tell Wake fans, he's just a phenomenal person, kid, or young man, player. I really enjoyed visiting with him, and we're not done visiting. We're going to go, you know, it's full court press on him. He's our number one recruit right now, and we're putting our best foot forward. That's all we can do, and, you know, try to build a relationship with him, you know, just like everybody else is trying to do. And the biggest thing I told him was, you know, you're going to play for a new coach no matter what. And do you really want to make the risk of playing with new teammates? Because you're not going to have the summer. You're only going to have about 6 to 8 weeks to prepare for the season. You got to work through chemistry. When you're going to come back and play with teammates that love you, care about you, and going to get you the ball. And I think that the last year of his career, I think, you know, that's a big thing. And then I think the most important thing is why would you go to Wake for 3 years and, you know, put all that time in to get this prestigious degree and then end up getting your degree at a place like Kentucky? That's what I said. Got a chuckle out of him. And that's no disrespect to Kentucky because I obviously respect him. But you know what I mean. I don't think I just think that there's a lot to be said for putting all that work in academically and then not being able to finish what you started. And I know those things are all important to him. And he said that. And so we'll see. You know, we'll keep trying. We'll keep plugging. But he's got a lot of really good teams, recruiting him.
Steve Forbes with us here on Sports Hub Triad. Do I have this right that the first place you plan to go to when the country reopens is Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, I've already done it. I did it here. One of the things that really helped me decide on if I could, you know, wanted the job was I had to look it up and see if there was any Dunkin' Donuts here. And, of course, you know, John Curry told me it was all about Krispy Kreme. And I said, well, this is just coffee. And I scoped them out, and I've already been hitting them up. But you got to understand, when I was at home, you know, we were under quarantine there for a while. I didn't go out of the house. I hadn't seen my staff in 6 weeks until we got the job here. I hadn't really seen anybody. I'd just been at home, maybe went to the store a couple times. But my wife kind of put the kibosh to me going to Dunkin' Donuts, and she was making it at home. But it's not the same. No disrespect to my wife, but I like to go get that cup. And so the last few days, including today, I've been you can catch me coming through the line at some point.
Steve Forbes with us here, and you told Les, I'm getting a couple Wake Forest fans who want me to ask you about Jacoby Neve specifically, because Obviously, it's great that you have Odi Aguama back. It's great that you get Ishmael Massoud. It would be awesome if you have Olivier Sarr. I can't imagine there's many places you would be on the floor as a point guard in the Atlantic Coast Conference as a sophomore. So, I mean, the selling point seems strong for Jakobi Neath. Is it close to being a reality that he's going to come back?
Well, working hard there, and I think I think like a lot of these things, I think Jakobi, according to the people, his people, and his high school coach that I talked to, he's connected to Olivier, and I think that'll have a lot to do with his decision, and that's what happens when you get put in these situations, especially when I can't have a conversation with him face to face. I can't put my arm around him. I can't take him to dinner or lunch or sit over in the cafeteria and talk to him. I can't work him out. And so, that part is, that makes it more harder. And so that's kind of where it's at right now. I text and call him every day. My staff does. He's been great. Nice, very nice young man. He knows how I feel about him. And we're going to continue to work it.
I've got to get to the bottom of this before I let you go, Coach, and the time is appreciated. Did you or did you not sleep at the Shaw Center Thursday night?
Pretty much. I did go back to take a shower, but I do have this big-time shower here in my office, but I didn't have anything in there to take a shower with, so I had to leave. But, yeah, and listen, I'm not – I mean, that's kind of what happened, at least to me, when you change a job and we were here, I think we went to bed last night about 4:30 this morning, got up early. It's just one of those things. You're working through everything. It's new. You're putting your things in place. It's just part of it. But I could easily sleep here. Yes. And I do have a blanket and a pillow here, but I don't want to scare the people that clean in the morning. They might come in there and I'd be snoring or something. They think there was a big old bear in there. So I've decided I probably should go back to the hotel and sleep and then just come here and get to work.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for spending the time. Congratulations on getting the job. And please know this, we're the only sports station that covers the whole triad in Burlington, all the way up the mountain and to Asheville. So I look forward to getting to know you, and you're always welcome on this show. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'll be on any time, and I'm glad that you go all the way to Asheville. So maybe some of my Johnson City crew can maybe put a tin cup up there or a ham radio and maybe catch it. So hey, guys, listen, I'm so excited. I hope you can tell that. I mean, I haven't been able to get out in the community and meet people like I like to and shake hands. But I want everybody to know that I'm thrilled to be the coach here. And I get more excited each and every day that I come to work. And I can't wait to, this thing gets back to, a new normal, whatever that is, and we can get this thing cranked up. So thanks a lot.
Coach, have you ever seen, on the way out, have you ever seen Jerry Maguire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger had the line, "You had me at hello." When it came to Wake Forest fans, you had them at spiking a medical face mask into the floor.
It took 37 takes to get it done. There's a lot of technique that goes into that. But I thought maybe I was more like – I thought I looked like Bane on Batman. I was thinking more like
– No, that's Curry. Curry looked like Bane. He had the black thing on his face.
He had the black thing? Yeah, that's right. Because, he looks like he's got – you can just hook him, But, that was – I tell you what, that was thought-provoking right there. I had to learn my lines. I had to play a method acting, with that throwing it down. That was tough. And then, I improvised that ending part. And, thank goodness I had a lot of training doing that.
Give him the Oscar. It's Steve Forbes. Coach, look forward to catching up with you sometime soon. Thanks for doing this.
All right, guys. Take care.
Got it. That's Steve Forbes.